Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You think about it. You hear quite often about different judgments happening. If you look at the book of Romans, chapter 1, he talks about three phases of judgment that comes to a nation because of certain particular things. You know, is America under God's judgment? Of course, that's available for all of our partners. You can see that. But Chuck Misler is speaking on the Jim Baker Show, and he's saying specifically about God's abandonment judgment. Now, the heart of Nehemiah, those that have been with us for quite some time, you heard us talk about restoring the heart of the church, the heart of Nehemiah. And I talked specifically about these different kinds of judgments and how God disciplines. But one of those is an abandonment judgment. As a matter of fact, take a look at Chuck Misler talking about it right now.
God has, if you study your Bible, he has several wraths. He has an appositional wrath. He hates sin. That's pretty straightforward. There's another wrath he has that we could call the abandonment wrath. Remember Samson on that last visit to Delilah when he expects to break loose and discovered he can't. Can you imagine the terror he felt when he realized that God had abandoned him? And it's summarized in one little verse. It is to Ephraim, leave Ephraim alone. He's joined idols. God's abandonment wrath was simply to remove his protection and let the Assyrians come down and eliminate them from history. So we have the abandonment wrath. The question is, and I don't know the answer to this, but I am fearful in the sense that I'm beginning to increasingly suspect that God's abandonment wrath on America has begun. There is a specific judgment that God has specified for those cultures that fail to recognize him as creator. God has a number of sensitivities that he's sensitive about. But his number one sensitivity, if you study your Bible, is his role as creator, right? There is a specific judgment that God declares on a group of people that fail to acknowledge him as creator, and it's described in Romans chapter 1 from verse 18 to the end of the chapter. And so, has the abandonment wrath of America begun?
Oh.
If I use that as an indicator, I would have to strongly suspect it's
So the question you would ask yourself, well, what is he talking about? Why would this even happen to us? We're America. We wouldn't. Well, you think about this. When you read the Word of God, you can understand God more about what's going on. But we have aborted, we have killed children in the womb greater than the population of Canada. Canada's 38 million people. We've aborted approximately 57 million children in the womb in America since 1973. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear about this because God deals with innocent blood. Biblical history says if there's been innocent bloodshed, God deals with that unless it's repented for. As a matter of fact, let's take a look right here. This is John Price and Rick Wiles talking about what John Price is saying in his book. Watch.
A friend of mine, John Price. John wrote a book about America being Babylon. He was an attorney in Indiana, a very prominent leader for conservative values as a lawyer. And he said something to me one day that it challenged me, and so when I finished the phone call, I had to investigate it myself to see if he was correct. Now, he only verified this in the Western Hemisphere, North and South America.
Okay.
But he told me, he said, Rick, there is a direct correlation between the percentages of abortions in a society and the amount of Islamic immigration in the country. And I'm going, what? What is this? And he goes, hear me out. Now, the Muslims aren't aborting. So what is the correlation?
Oh, yeah. They're
so
not aborting.
I looked at the numbers. I checked it out myself.
Isn't it crazy? What we perceive to be our enemy and the most evil force on earth has morality not to murder their own babies.
Yes, but this is what John was, this
what
is what
is
he believes
on?
The Lord was showing him. The Muslims are being sent into these Western nations that abort their babies. They're being sent in as avengers.
Okay. The judgment of God.
Now, the Old Testament, if an innocent life was taken, blood had to be shed for that innocent life to make atonement for it.
Yeah.
So if we have murdered 50, 60, 70 million babies, does that say there has to be 50, 60, 70 million deaths in this country to atone for those deaths because America has not repented of those murders? And what John is saying is he believes the Muslims are being sent into this country to bring punishment to those nations. And I looked at it, United States, Canada, went all the way down through Central and South America, and the countries, there are some countries that have zero abortion.
Right.
And they also have zero Muslim population. And then when you get to the United States and Canada, you have the highest level of Muslim immigration and the highest level of abortion. And I believe they're going to be used to extract vengeance. To extract revenge, punishment on this country for aborting the babies.
God is, and through history, has always used the enemies, even the enemies of Israel, to come in and punish them when they were in rebellion against God.
You think about it. When you read the Word of God, I'm reading the book of Jeremiah right now. You understand who God is and how just He is and why we need to go to the cross and why, you know, He's so just that He brought all the punishment of everyone on His Son, that if we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can be saved. But He dealt with the justice that was required for our sin on His Son. That's how just He is. So to say that He will not deal with the innocent bloodshed of 50, 70 million children that we've done, twice the population almost of Canada that we've killed in the mother's wombs in America, and they're voting to support it right now, even as we speak. They're saying it's their agenda. Canada's even saying, the new prime minister is saying it's part of their agenda. We have to, we're going to talk more about this, but think about it. Proportionately, the number of countries that are having abortions is the Islamic migration that's coming in there, a religion of the sword, it says, and the ones, even ungodly ones, they're not killing their children. There's zero Muslim migration.
This is amazing when you start looking at, you know, God gives us His word to be able to understand everything, including ourselves. You know, He says that it divides our attitudes of our heart, our thoughts and intents. And not only that, but His creation, He created everything, holds everything together. He says that in His word. And it explains the character of God and how He responds. If you think about, you know, you're created in the image and the likeness of God, and of course we're flawed because of the sin nature and all that, but He's not. But when you see your heart broken over a situation, understand that we can hurt the heart of God. We can get to a point where God just, you know, He's very merciful. I'm a sign of His mercy. Yeah, but God's very merciful. And I thought He was out of mercy until we, you know, Pat, and he's like, wow, I got some more mercy left.
It amazes me.
This is totally amazing. No, but seriously, He is. But there comes a point in time which put the fear of God in all of us that, you know, mercy is not permission. You know, not getting what we deserve is not permission. It's just the grace and the mercies of God. But it comes a point in time, you know, where their scales have to be balanced in regards to innocent bloodshed.
Well, in the book of Genesis, God clearly tells us that God's spirit will not always contend with man. There comes a moment, a time.
Yes, and the land itself, the physical land itself, demands retribution for things that were done on it. Now, one way it can be dealt with is a nation repenting and turning to God and accepting Jesus Christ as the Lord of that nation, and then the land is dealt with. But if you don't do that, to be able to deal, the earth just responds and cries out. It says for the revealing of the sons of God, and so the land can be dealt with. So God has to deal with the innocent blood. That you say, well, how could the land have anything to do with it? Well, where does the blood go? Where does everything go? It gets buried in the ground. Goes through the, you know, the abortion clinics, you know, going down the drain and going into the sewer systems and flying through the air with Federal Express before it goes into all these different things. You know, from the dust we came, you know, and we'll return to the dust. I mean, everything goes back to the ground. So the ground is just suffering, you know, 70 million deaths in America. And it's innocent deaths. It's not like, you know, somebody says, well, God's against the death penalty. Well, if you look at the...
Read your Bible.
It's like, no, I don't think he is. And so you're looking at that from what they're saying right here and what, you know, John Price's book is saying and what Rick Wiles was actually talking about is that it's very interesting that even nations who don't even acknowledge God or have anything to do with God, they're not killing their children.
Hmm.
I mean, right now, some of the reports are, John, in the United Kingdom that, you know, Sharia law and, you know, some Muslims are saying we want to have multiple wives.
Right.
They want to be able to have at least 20 children.
Wow.
You know, and that's like a socialistic type thing. It's like, that means the government's going to take care of 20 children. But that's what you're seeing take place. The great thing would be for the church to repent for our sin, for the sin of abortion and for all of our sins, and begin to marry again and to begin to have children again and to begin to say, we're not going to kill our children and we're going to rejoice in having family.
And train those children up in the way they should go. We should do the whole thing that God requires us to do.
Yeah, but so, you know, according to what they're saying here and what we're seeing, and some of it kind of makes sense. So the other things that we're seeing that you heard Rick Joyner today talking about this dream that it's inevitable ISIS is in America, this thing is coming. And I'm saying that because, you know, God gave me a vision. It was a vision. It was almost like a dream and a vision that was going on at the very same time. And if you look at all the different ways that children have been killed, about these 57, 70 million children have been killed, you know, in this vision, I was seeing adults, you know, not like babies in the womb. You know, I was seeing adults, you know, grown folks. And they were being treated the way the baby was treated in the womb. Mm. They were being ripped apart. They were being burned, like with a chemical. Like,
wow.
Just one particular person was just burned, and it just ate away everything, you know. And it's just like, you know, what's going on? The Lord was showing me that, you know, what was done to the children in the womb is going to be done to the population.
Wow.
And if it's what, you know, that John Price is talking about in his book, you know, it's 70 million deaths, you know. And, you know, one particular vision, you know, night vision the Lord gave me was that there was something happened in America that was so dramatic. There were so many deaths in America that at a commercial airline, and, you know, if you know the number of flights, and don't have those numbers for you, but they're just, it's amazing the number of flights mm-hmm. happen a day. But a commercial airline dedicated their entire fleet to the removal of dead bodies, of corpses. You could not book a flight on this commercial airline because they were just dedicated to the removal of these corpses. And the interesting thing is where they were taking them. They were taking these bodies to Eastern Gate.
Yeah.
Eastern Gate Funeral Cemetery. Eastern Gate Cemetery. And that reminds me, just to let you know right now, you know, our offer right now is so important. It's offer $199, and it's Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? I mean, right now, and in this talk, I mean, you can get a DVD, you can get a CD, you can get it right now. You know, Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? And all you got to do is just write to us, you know, at our address there, or ask for offer $199, right? Offer
yes, $199.
Yeah, to go on VFNTV.com, go to partner now and you get it, or write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call 844-408-3688. This is so important because, you know, in this, you need to look at the things that are happening around us. And there's certain things that Lord said, these things are going to happen. And that's when I'm coming back. Or, you know, so nobody knows the time or the hour. But right now, the evidence is all before us. That could be any moment. And the question is, a lot of people are trying to figure out when is the Lord coming back? The question is, are you ready to go when he does? So this talks about it. It is a free gift to everyone that signs up for partnership now of any size whatsoever.
Sign up today.
Yes.
Not just for yourself. Sign up for a friend,
yes.
for a family member. Listen, time is limited, and the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. So take advantage of it. Sign up and get it for you. You'll be blessed, you know, and happy that you did. But Greg, it reminds me of a dream that I recently just had about won't give you the full details, but in part of this dream, I was actually singing a song out of the depths of my soul of bitter just pain and sorrow. And this song just well up out of just a deep, deep inner pain. And the Lord began to speak to me in this dream that there was going to be a huge, huge, significant loss of life, and that so many people wouldn't be able to even comprehend the depths of that sorrow. And that was just get ready type of thing. But it's, there's sorrow, and then there's deep, deep, deep sorrow and just inner pain.
And yeah, I think of David Wilkerson and what he said, you know, before he passed, the word was that what's going to hit America is going to be so hard and hurt so deeply, even the holiest of person, which is not us.
No.
It's going to be like Ziklag with David, where he was just so distraught, and he had encouraged himself in the Lord, and you need to prepare.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.